WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence. Your daily dose of inspiration and real talk to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving into something that's been a game changer for me. The power of positive self-talk. Ever catch yourself spiraling down a rabbit hole of negative thoughts? I can't do this. I'm not good enough. This is just going to be another disaster. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that the way you talk to yourself has a huge impact on your reality? Like, seriously, it shapes everything from your confidence to your resilience to even your physical health. Let me break it down for you, because this isn't some wishy-washy self-help mumbo-jumbo. This is about rewiring your brain and taking control of your inner dialogue. First things first. Positive self-talk isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging the challenges, but choosing to frame them in a way that empowers you, instead of paralyzes you. It's about shifting from, I can't do this, to, this is tough, but I'm going to figure it out. Second, practice makes perfect. Just like any skill, positive self-talk takes time and effort. Start small. Replace one negative thought with a positive one each day. Notice how that feels. You might even surprise yourself. Third, be specific. Instead of saying, I'm going to do great, say, I'm going to crush this presentation, or I'm going to ace this test. Fourth, visualize success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals. Feel the emotions of accomplishment and confidence. This mental rehearsal can actually boost your performance. And finally, don't be afraid to call out those negative voices. When you catch yourself thinking something unhelpful, gently challenge it. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, all this sounds great in theory, but how do I actually apply it in real life? Let me tell you a story. A few weeks ago, I had this huge presentation at work. One that could really make or break my career. My mind was racing with doubts. What if I freeze up? What if they think I'm not qualified? But then I stopped myself and said, Avery, enough is enough. This is your moment to shine. I visualized myself confidently delivering the presentation, answering questions with ease, and leaving a lasting impression. And you know what? It worked. I nailed that presentation. The feedback was amazing. And it felt incredibly empowering. That's the power of positive self-talk. It can literally change your reality. So remember, folks, be kind to yourselves. Speak kindly to yourselves, and watch how that transforms every aspect of your life. Take what you learned today and put it into action. Start with one small change in your self-talk today. I want to hear about your progress. Share your experiences on social media using hashtag Stoic Confidence or leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. Let's keep this conversation going, because together, we can unlock our inner power and create lives filled with confidence and calm. Until next time, stay strong and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.